Krishna. So Krishna has spoken a lot of things to Arjuna, and that can be categorized into two categories. So Krishna spoke about jnana, that is the knowledge of body and soul, and after that few more things. And then Krishna spoke about bhakti, which we have discussed in the last section. Now Krishna understood that jnana, bhakti, both are difficult for Arjuna. So now Krishna starts describing about karma, or to be specific, nishkama karma yoga. And this starts with this famous shloka, which people quote here and there without understanding the meaning. So that shloka, shloka number 47. So let's see that. It goes like this.
Karmanyevadikaraste ma phalesho kadachana ma karma phalahetur ma te sangostva karmani.
So here Krishna is saying, karmanye eva adhikara te, you, eva adhikaraha, you have certainly the right for what? To perform karmani, your prescribed duties. And then Krishna, three times he is saying ma, ma, ma. So here ma in Sanskrit means something else. So ma means not or never. So here he is saying ma phaleshu kadachana. Ma, you are never at any time, kadachana, entitled for the fruits of action, phaleshu. And then he says ma karma phala hetur bhur. Bhu, that is become, hetuhu, cause. So he is saying ma, do not become the cause of what? Karma phala. Do not become the cause of the result, or do not consider yourself with the cause of the results of action. And then the third line he says, mate sangostva karmani. Now he's saying that don't be attached for what? For not doing your work or not doing your duty. So let's discuss. It's a very deep shloka, but then people misinterpret it and they use it now for their own whimsical things. Somehow people want to use Bhagavad Gita shlokas in order to prove their point. And one such shloka is this, which people use in general. So let's try to understand the real meaning of it. First, so here we understand that Krishna is talking about performing duty without getting attached to the result. So what is this concept of not getting attached to the result? Let's understand that first. So now, when a person is working with attachment to the result, what happens? Since he's attached to the result, he becomes the cause of it. I repeat. Since a person who is working is attached to the result, he becomes the cause of that particular result also. Now, since he's the cause, he has to enjoy or he has to suffer the results of that particular action. So now, suppose we cut this link itself, the link of the result. So suppose the person is working, but then he's not attached to the result. Now since he's not attached to the result, he will not be the cause. So he will not be suffering or enjoying the results of the action. Very, 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 very simple, but difficult to execute. Then how to do this? How to work without attachment? Because the work with the results, or work with the attachment to the result, causes bondage. This is very clear. But then how to work like this? How to work without attachment? Let's try to understand. So here Prabhupada gives in the purport, there are three types of work basically. First one is called as the prescribed duties or prescribed work. Basically that is the work which is in accordance with Shastra, accordance to the Vedic scriptures, which basically deals, you know, with the guna and karma of the person. So the prescribed duties are based on the modes of material nature acquired by the person. Anyways, we'll discuss the three modes of material nature in the later chapters. Second one is capricious work. Capricious work means that work which is not sanctioned by the authority or by scriptures. And third one is inaction. That is not doing one's prescribed duty. Now here, let's discuss about the prescribed duties first. So how to work, basically? We have to work without getting attached to the result. So to understand that, one line Prabhupada has given here. Disinterested obligatory duties doubtlessly lead one to the path of liberation. Disinterested obligatory duties. Means those duties are obligatory. We have to do it. But then we are not interested to do it. We are just doing it because we have to do it. I was just thinking, what can be the example for this? Like, for example, taking medicine. Now, how many of us are really interested to take medicine? We take the medicine because it is prescribed. It's not that we like it or we are attached to it. So we take the medicine because it is prescribed. Similarly, we work because it is prescribed. So if this is the mood, you know, when we work, then we will not be in the bondage of the work. Now, there are a few more points which Prabhupada is giving here. Now, same thing Krishna is telling Arjuna. He's telling Arjuna that you fight without getting attached to the results. Don't think what is the result. Are you going to win? That is, victory is yours or not? You just fight. Because fighting is your prescribed duty because you're a Kshatriya. But Arjuna is saying that you're talking about getting attached to the result. But I don't want to fight. Forget about getting attached to the result. I don't want to fight at all. But then Krishna is telling the third line, if we see. He says, Mate sangostu akarmani. Do not be attached to not working also. This line is very, very important. Here Krishna is very clear. He's saying that his non-participation in the battle is another side of attachment. Let's understand this point. Very interesting. See, what do you mean by positive attachment? Positive attachment means, I want this result, so I'm attached to it and working for it. And what is negative attachment? Negative attachment is, I know what is the result, what the result is going to come. And I know that result is undesirable. I don't want that. So, I'll not work. So, both of them are attachment. Positive attachment, negative attachment. Arjuna knew very well that if I do this, this is going to be the result. So, Arjuna was telling, I'll not fight. And so, here Krishna, very nicely, hitting the bullseye, he's saying that even this is not acceptable. Two points Krishna is giving. First, work without attachment. So Arjuna, fight without thinking what is going to be the result. Victory or defeat doesn't matter. Second thing that Krishna is saying here is, don't be attached to inaction. That is, don't be attached to not working. Because both capricious work, that is, the work which is not sanctioned by the authority, and inaction, both are sinful. Now see, it's very easy to speak all this and all. I understand. But then how to implement this? Because if we can just implement this, we will be the most happiest person on earth. Because we will not be bound by the results or the action and reaction cycle, basically. Very, very simple. Anyone who practices bhakti can easily practice this particular thing, that is, working without getting attached to the result. Because the person will be working on a higher platform. He will be working for the pleasure of Krishna. So when someone works for the pleasure of Krishna, where is the question of bondage? Because he is the one who cuts all the bondage. So where is the question of getting bound to the cycle of actions and reactions? So this is the essence of this entire verse, Karmanyevadhikaraste. But then, what is the mode to execute this particular verse? Krishna is going to speak about that in the next shloka. Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.
Don't forget to attempt the quiz, and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.